Welcome to Nowracast Tech Briefing. Today is a massive day in the tech industry. We're tracking a major legal collision between two of the biggest players in AI and consumer hardware.
That's right. The partnership between Apple and OpenAI, which seemed to define the next era of personal computing just a couple of years ago, has completely unraveled in federal court.
We'll be diving deep into Apple's lawsuit against OpenAI, looking at the specific allegations of trade secret theft and what it means for their ongoing integrations.
We're also tracking a critical security bug in Cloud Code. A newly discovered issue with sub-agent tool calls is creating silent failures that bypass security hooks entirely.
And later in the show, we'll look at the Quad RF, a new software-defined radio kit that literally lets you see Wi-Fi signals through walls, built by a former SpaceX engineer.
Plus, we have a roundup covering Cloud Code cross-session coordination, some groundbreaking chemistry research on relativistic effects in heavy elements, and a developer's plea for invisible tools. Let's get right into it.
Our top story today is a legal earthquake. On July 10th, Apple officially filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, its subsidiary IO Products, and two former Apple employees. The suit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, and the allegations are severe. Apple claims there was a coordinated effort to steal trade secrets related to unreleased hardware, manufacturing processes, and supply chain strategies.
The details in the filing are incredibly specific. Apple is pointing directly at Tang Tan, who was previously their VP of product design and is now OpenAI's hardware chief. According to Apple's claims, Tan actively directed job candidates to bring proprietary Apple parts with them to their interviews at OpenAI. They also allege he distributed internal Apple security documents to help bypass protocols.
And the other named defendant, Cheng Yu, a former senior systems electrical engineer at Apple, is facing equally serious accusations. The lawsuit alleges that after Liu officially departed Apple, he exploited a security bug to download over 1,000 pages of highly technical files, and that he completely failed to return his company-issued laptop.
OpenAI has obviously responded to this. Their spokesperson, Drew Pusateri, issued a statement saying, "We have no interest in other companies' trade secrets. We remain focused on building innovative technology that empowers people everywhere." But this entirely reframes the relationship between these two companies. OpenAI has been making this very aggressive push into consumer hardware, which really accelerated after they acquired Joni Ive's startup, IO Products.
That acquisition is the crux of the issue. OpenAI isn't just a software partner anymore. They are trying to build physical consumer devices, which puts them in direct, existential competition with Apple's core business. It really makes you wonder about the status of the 2024 commercial agreement, where Apple integrated ChatGPT into Apple Intelligence across its operating systems.
Exactly. You have to ask if that partnership is now effectively dead. It's hard to imagine Apple continuing to route user queries and API calls to a company they are simultaneously accusing of systemic corporate espionage. This also highlights a broader industry trend right now. We're seeing intense talent wars, where AI companies, rather than absorbing the massive R&D costs of building hardware divisions from scratch, are being accused of simply poaching entire teams and their institutional knowledge.
It's a shortcut that frequently ends up in federal court. We'll be watching the docket closely to see if OpenAI files a motion to dismiss or how they address the specific claims regarding the unreturned laptop and the interview requests. But for now, the alliance between Cupertino and OpenAI seems to be over.
Moving on to AI developer tools, we've been covering the evolution of Claude Code quite a bit on this show. And a critical new security issue has just surfaced on GitHub, tracked as issue 76726. It exposes a major blind spot in how Claude Code handles sub-agent permissions.
To understand why this matters, you have to look at how developers secure autonomous agents. Claude Code relies on pre-tool use hooks. These are essentially checkpoints that let a developer programmatically allow or deny a tool request before it executes. For example, you might have a hook that enforces a strict work tree per session policy, so agents don't overwrite each other's files.
Right. And the bug reported here is that when a sub-agent, meaning a nested agent spun up by the parent, triggers a tool call that gets blocked by one of these deny hooks, the denial isn't surfaced back to the parent session. the parent gets a response showing an empty array for permission denials. So the system fails silently.
That silent failure is incredibly dangerous for an autonomous workflow. The parent agent looks at the empty array, assumes the subagent successfully completed the file write or the git operation, and continues its logic chain. It creates a false positive loop where the parent thinks progress is happening, but the subagent is actually just spinning its wheels against a blocked permission.
It wastes compute cycles, but it also creates unpredictable behavior because the agent's internal state no longer matches the actual state of the codebase. And to make matters worse for security teams, the issue report notes that the hook payload incorrectly carries the parent's session ID rather than the subagent's.
That session ID mismatch is a forensic nightmare. If you have a parent agent fanning out 10 subagents, and one of them goes rogue and tries to execute a dangerous shell command, your audit logs will just show the parent's ID. You lose the ability to track exactly which subagent attempted the action and what context prompted it.
Anthropic designed Claude Code to operate in a governed execution environment, but bugs like this show how fragile that governance can be when you scale up to multi-agent, nested architectures. Until this is patched, developers relying on pre-tool use hooks for strict security boundaries have a significant blind spot.
Our final deep dive today takes us into the hardware space. A new software-defined radio development kit called QuadRF has hit crowd supply, and it's bringing professional-grade phased array technology to the hobbyist market for just $499.
This is a fascinating piece of kit. It's built by Martin McCormick, who is a former SpaceX engineer. He actually worked on the Starlink Dishy terminal, so he clearly knows a thing or two about phased arrays. The QuadRF uses a Raspberry Pi 5 combined with an FPGA to visualize radio frequency signals in real time.
What makes it stand out is the 4x4 MIMO setup. By measuring signal arrival times down to the picosecond level, it can render a live 30 frames per second color-coded RF overlay directly on your smartphone or laptop. It literally allows you to see the invisible radio spectrum around you, which means you can track drones in the sky or pinpoint the exact location of Wi-Fi signals passing through your walls.
Right now, the device is limited to the 4.9 to 6.0 gigahertz range. That covers 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi and many drone communication links, but it leaves out the highly congested 2.4 gigahertz band used by most smart home and IoT devices. Building a similar phased array setup for 2.4 gigahertz would require significantly larger antennas and more complex hardware.
Even with that limitation, the privacy and security implications here are massive. Democratizing this level of RF visualization makes it trivially easy for someone to conduct surveillance or map out a target's wireless infrastructure from the street without ever needing physical access to the building.
It definitely raises regulatory questions. As SDR tools become this powerful and this cheap, regulators might start taking a closer look at their potential for counter-surveillance or interference. But from a purely engineering standpoint, seeing Starlink-tier phased array tech running on a Raspberry Pi 5 for under $500 is a huge milestone.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up.
Sounds good. We've got more Claude Code growing pains, some heavy element chemistry, and a debate on developer tools.
Sticking with Claude Code, another GitHub issue highlights the lack of a native coordination layer for users running multiple independent sessions. One power user on Windows 11 reported routinely running 15 to 20 concurrent sessions against a single repository.
Without a shared control plane, those agents end up colliding, overwriting files, or duplicating work. Right now, users are relying on community-built workarounds like the Claude Presence MCP server or Agent View, but it really shows the friction of moving from a solo agent to a team-scale AI workflow. Over in the science world, researchers at Brown University and Washington State University have published a paper in Science providing the first direct experimental evidence that Einstein's theory of relativity alters chemical bonds in heavy elements.
They used photoelectron spectroscopy on carbon bismuth molecular ions cooled near absolute zero. The data proves that because electrons in heavy elements orbit at a fraction of the speed of light, spin-orbit coupling breaks down the standard textbook model of a triple bond.
This could have huge implications for developing next-generation quantum materials and lead-free solar cells.
A. Finally, an interesting piece on Hacker News titled "Good Tools Are Invisible," written by Ginger Bill, the creator of the Odin programming language. He argues that a tool's primary goal should be to disappear into the background. He criticizes the hacker culture that romanticizes complex, high-friction tools as fun puzzles, confusing the steep learning curve with actual productivity. He suggests developers should measure success by wall clock time and error rates, not by how clever a tool makes them feel.
That does it for today's briefing. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll be back tomorrow with more updates from across the tech landscape. See you then.